Welcome to Growth Marketing Today, where marketers, designers, and product owners level up their growth marketing chops from experts in today's top startups. Here's your host, Ramley John.
Welcome to episode 90 of Growth Marketing Today. I'm your host, Ramley John, and it's the second week of May, and I hope you are absolutely doing well today. It's a really fun episode. It's all about TikTok, and I'm not a big expert on TikTok. I just downloaded it a few weeks ago. So if you're still trying to wrap your mind around the fast-paced world of TikTok, you're not alone. It's been here since 2018 and it's quickly become one of the hottest social media apps on the market. However, the concept of this type of app isn't new. What makes TikTok unique is the speed at which it's gaining popularity. And it's not just the teenagers that you're thinking about. I was surprised that a lot of politicians are on TikTok. And also, Washington Post is one of the most popular businesses right now that's on TikTok. They're doing some really interesting stuff there. But I don't want to give away too much. In this episode, Lauren Pope, she's a content manager at G2, and she's a self-proclaimed TikTok expert and marketer, explains how businesses can take advantage of TikTok's popularity to grow their brand. In episode 90, you learn first why businesses should be on TikTok. Second, how Lauren has created videos on TikTok with millions of views and how you can replicate that. And third, how Washington Post is absolutely killing it on TikTok. Lauren talks exactly about what they're doing with that. Before we jump in, I just want to thank the sponsor for this episode, Superside. Built for marketing, creative, product design, and strategy teams, Superside makes it easy to bring your ideas to life. With a dedicated team assigned to all subscription customers, Superside delivers game-changing design at lightning-fast speeds with no pricing surprises. Create an account and get started, or better yet, book a demo to see it in action at superside.com. You can also find the link in the description of this episode. Well, enough about this. Let's jump in my chat with Lauren. Hey, everybody. I'm excited to talk to Lauren about TikTok because I'm not a TikTok expert, and Lauren is a self-proclaimed TikTok expert. How are you doing, Lauren? How are things with you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad to have you here to chat about this. I haven't had anybody talk about TikTok, but before we do, can you share a story? Can you share your story about how you're working with G2 and also I saw a few pieces about TikTok. Can you talk a little bit about your journey so far?
Yeah. So before I worked at G2, I was in social media for almost 4 years, and I'm a millennial. I'm 28, and so I grew up with social media as it was becoming popular. So when anything new comes out, it's just kind of baked into my DNA to like get nosy, poke around, just see what it's about. You never really know what's going to be relevant to your job or what's a passing trend. So I downloaded TikTok in October of 2019 and I started making videos. And then now I have 35,000 followers on my TikTok account. So I think that is qualifying to say, maybe not an expert, but I would say that I'm pretty well versed in how the platform works and how to build an audience there just on my own.
No, that's totally true. I think it's something, it's great you got on that early. Maybe describe what TikTok is for people who might be living under a rock. what is TikTok?
Yeah, so for my older millennials, if you remember Vine, it's very similar to Vine, where it's just short form video content, 15 seconds to a minute long, and it's about anything you want it to be. I think most people know TikTok from dance challenges, or they think that TikTok is just about teenagers making up dances and lip syncing along to music and music videos. But it's actually much more complicated than that. And there are a lot of very interesting niches and subcultures on TikTok that have gone far beyond teenagers doing dance challenges with each other. So I think TikTok is actually really misunderstood by the public and also marketers in general about, the potential it has to be a tool for them.
You know, you're talking about that misunderstanding. What's the biggest misunderstanding are you hearing? Is it just for dancing, or what other, misconceptions might, marketers have about TikTok?
I think that people think that TikTok is for teenagers. I think that they think it's an app for, the young people, quote unquote. And so they think, they don't have money. They don't have the kind of resources that they would need to spend on my product. So why would I bother? But, you know, Gary Vee's on TikTok. There are a lot of businesses on TikTok. And I mean, very candidly, I have bought stuff that I saw on TikTok as a marketer who understands how the game is played. Like, I've been influenced by it. So I think that the biggest misconception marketers have with TikTok is my audience isn't on TikTok, and couldn't be farther from the truth. It's the fastest growing app in 2019. There are so many people on there. And it's not just teenagers, it's everybody. And especially given our current and very unique, weird situation we're in right now with, you know, this global pandemic and this quarantine, more people are downloading the app every day because they're bored. And, you know, they think, why not see what's going on here? So the growth is only going to continue.
That totally makes sense. I should have guessed Gary Vee's always first on different platforms. I was doing my research for this. I saw other brands like Lush and Denim are on TikTok. You know, maybe you can talk a little bit about how can business figure out if TikTok is right for them? Can any businesses be, you know, can take advantage of TikTok, or is it just specific types of businesses?
Like any social platform, there are certain businesses that lend themselves better to video content. So, I mean, obviously, like Fenty Beauty, any makeup brand is going to do well on TikTok because it's very visual. You have an entire culture of makeup artists and creators that you can tap into right there. You know, anything that's, you know, fashion, obviously, but then you have some weird ones like the Washington Post. I know everyone knows about what Dave Jorgensen is doing at the Post and just the weird off the wall content he's making that is really drawing an audience. And then you also have individuals like Madeline Mann, you know, she is a career advice coach and she's not a business. She's a one woman show, but she's totally crushing it with her personal branding by giving these teenagers like career advice, resume advice, stuff that's really hyper relevant to them. And then I think, you know, small artists and e-commerce businesses are always going to have a place on a place like TikTok. But I truly do think that anyone can find their place on TikTok as long as you have the right angle. And I think that's the key to breaking into the space is think about what problem you're trying to solve for your audience and then make content about that. And, you know, it could be even someone like an IT company, you know, maybe they make a TikTok account covering, you know, the biggest mistakes people make about technology or, hey, is your router not working? Have you tried these five things? Even something that seems so like, really, would anyone watch that? Like, yeah, people will. And it's crazy how many people will watch stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm curious, you know, you were talking a little bit about this already, but like, what's the right formula for creating content that actually works with TikTok? Like, do you have to have music, or can you just have like a talking head, like what, you know, you just mentioned some personalities there. What works right now with TikTok in terms of content?
That's a good question. And what makes TikTok so unique is that, you know, on other apps like Twitter and Instagram, hashtags are like the big thing. That's how you get your content in front of people. But on TikTok, it's a music-based app where there's a catalog of sounds and music that anyone who downloads the app can have access to for their videos. And what you'll see on TikTok is a sound will trend. So it happened actually with Old Town Road before that became a huge smash hit on the radio. One of these very, 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 very influential and popular dance accounts created a dance to go along to Old Town Road, and it exploded. And then everyone started using the sound. And so what you can do on TikTok actually is when you see a video and you hear the music playing, you can click that sound the same way you might click a hashtag, and it takes you to a page where all of the videos created with that specific sound are collected in one spot. So it can be a mix of both, you know, just giving advice and being a talking head, that can absolutely work. But jumping on those trending sounds and like video themes and trends that people make are another avenue for creating content that people see. And that was where I saw a lot of my very early account success was I was creating content around trends that I saw other accounts making and sounds that other accounts were using. And that got my content in front of more people faster, as opposed to if I had just done videos of me talking. Those videos still perform well, but I think for my early success, getting on those trends and getting in front of as many people as possible when I was very first starting really helped solidify the success I saw later.
That totally makes sense. I'm curious if, you know, if G2 is on TikTok, and if they are, what are some stuff you're working on there? And if they're not, like, what stuff would you like to do for G2 on TikTok?
Yeah. So we are not on TikTok right now as a company, with our like current goals for the year. It's not one of the big priorities, but if my boss came to me tomorrow and was like, I want you to do what Dave Jorgensen is doing at the Post, I would be dancing around the office like a fool to build an audience. And that's what's so fun. And I think that's what I think a lot of businesses should really pay attention to is, you know, what the Washington Post specifically is doing on TikTok. They are not doing like breaking news stories. They're making weird videos about office culture and, you know, really leaning into the fact that, you know, everyone, no matter how old you are, we're all just trying to figure it out, you know, talking about things that are relevant to everybody. And it just so happens that it's coming from the Washington Post account. And you can't buy that kind of brand recognition. You know, when people think about what brands are doing well on TikTok, the Washington Post, Dave Jorgensen. It's the first one everyone mentions, whether they're on TikTok or not. That's the one everyone knows. And, you know, I don't know how Dave pitched his bosses to do it, but like, did he just go in there and say, I'm going to just make videos that have nothing to do with our business, and I promise it's going to work? And like, but it is. So I don't know. I think a G2 TikTok account is not out of the question at all. I think it's a matter of when, not if.
Interesting. You heard it here first. G2 is going to be on TikTok someday. I think the other interesting thing about this is like it's an inside look into the company culture, right? If, especially when you're hiring, this is a good way to show people that, you know, what's happening inside. It's fun.
Yeah. And I think that's I think that's another big mistake marketers make is, how does this tie back to revenue, which revenue is obviously so, so, so important. We're all businesses trying to make a profit. But I think that brand recognition and company culture are underrated. And I think that, you know, what the Washington Post is doing, they're not only showcasing Dave, they're showcasing, you know, their reporters, they're showing what it's like around the office. You're getting a look inside, you know, what it's like to work with these people. You have all these college kids who are on TikTok, you know, killing time now. They see those videos and they think, oh my gosh, like I want to be a journalist. I want to go work for the Post. Like this looks like so much fun. It's not just an opportunity to sell something. If you have a product, obviously TikTok is a great place to do that because you can say, I have this thing. You want this thing, buy it. But if you're the kind of like G2, we're a software review site. We're a SaaS business. That's not really a tangible thing you can sell. But could I make TikToks about what it's like to work on a team of 30 marketers who are all about the same age and how it kind of feels like summer camp sometimes? Like, yeah, I could do that. And that could resonate with people who are job hunting, people who maybe other businesses that are on TikTok, maybe they see that and think, wow, they're really doing cool stuff with their content. We should partner with them. You know, it's a different kind of opportunity as opposed to like a pure revenue play.
When we come back in just a moment, Lauren talks more about TikTok ads and how you can take advantage of that. Just a quick thanks to our sponsor for this episode, Superside. As marketers, getting on brand design and creative exactly when your team needs it can be very painful. I know that firsthand working for marketing teams. It's hard to deliver on the seemingly endless number of requests that come in from teams across your company, and prioritizing those tasks can feel impossible. Instead of spending your time and resources on strategic projects that can possibly impact the business, you find yourself mired in production level task. Your agency may be failing you with skyrocketing costs and late turnarounds, while finding and managing freelancers is no longer a realistic option. There's just too many variables to manage, from sourcing to schedules, fees to overall quality of the delivered designs. Don't sweat it, just Superside it. With Superside.com, you get a dedicated design team that understands your goals and gets trained on your brand guidelines for the fraction of hiring a full-time designer. Your supersite design team acts as an extension of your organization, helping you to service your requests at volume and deliver on your company's design and creative needs in a scalable, efficient way. They'll confidently jump in at a moment's notice to produce the on-brand work you need when you need it. Create an account and get started, or better yet, book a demo to see it in action at supersite.com, or you can find that link in the description of this episode. Well, enough about this. Let's jump back into my chat with Lauren. Now, when it comes to ads, I also saw you wrote an article about TikTok ads. Can you talk a little bit about the type of ads that are available there?
Yeah. So, I mean, I personally have not run any ads. Again, my TikTok is a personal TikTok account, but the ads that you can run on TikTok as a business are in-feed ads, which shows up like native content, very similar to Instagram. It's seamless when it scrolls, so it looks like just another recommended video. Brand takeovers, you know, a full page ad. When anyone opens the app, it pops up on their screen first. You get their attention immediately. Brand hashtags. So on TikTok, hashtags will trend, and the app will actually tell you what's trending. And so a brand hashtag challenge is like $1 million Crocs was one, and Crocs paid for it, and a bunch of people created content using that hashtag. And then there are branded lenses, very similar to Snapchat, where you can pay to create a branded lens that people can then opt to use in their videos for themselves. So a lot of different options depending on what type of business you are, what your goal is, and the kind of people you want to reach.
That totally makes sense. Now, when it comes to your advice to businesses who are trying to get into TikTok, what would be your one piece of advice for those businesses?
Consistency. I have posted a video, at least one video, every day since October 2019.
Wow.
I have over 400 videos on that account. And what's so funny and what's so interesting is that even with all the content I've made, I still cannot quite predict what everyone's going to like. My most popular video has over 1 million views, and it's just a video of a candle I bought, a really cool candle that has crystals buried in the bottom. So, you know, the candle melts and then you can pick the crystals out. And I thought it was really cute. And I was like, check out this cool candle I bought. And it just blew up. It blew up. And I posted it before I went to bed, and I woke up to 100,000 likes on that video. And I was like, I don't even understand why this did so well. You know, I created some videos that I took hours filming it and putting it together, really making it look nice, picking just the right music, and it gets like a couple hundred likes. And, you know, I took a video of this candle just on a whim and it did really well. So I would say consistency, post everything, like post whatever you think is cool, post whatever you think is interesting, because I have been so surprised by the kind of content that does well versus stuff I thought was going to do well and didn't. That's what makes TikTok so exciting. And it's what makes it such a good opportunity for growth, is that, you know, on a platform like Instagram, there's a formula. You know, if you're a beauty brand, you have to post these kind of photos, you know, you have to partner with these kind of people. And this is the kind of stuff that does well. It's all kind of baked in already. And so you have to play the game as it's presented to you. But TikTok is still so new that you can kind of create your own narrative, because those stereotypes, those themes aren't baked in quite yet. So you can become the new trend. There's a girl on here who has over 200,000 followers. Around Thanksgiving last year, she filmed herself making a charcuterie board, just like olives and, you know, tapas and cheese and crackers, and it blew up. And now she just, every video she makes is just a new charcuterie board. And she's just a college student who made a video that she thought was cool, and then her account just took off overnight. And now she's partnering with food brands and all of this stuff. So there's no limit to what can succeed, and there's no right way or wrong way to do it. If you're the kind of business who thinks, would anyone really want to watch me untangle a bunch of computer cables for a minute and organize them? Like, yeah, there's an audience for that. I'd watch that. I've watched videos of people organizing their spice cabinet. I don't know why. It just, I don't know. It spoke to me. And that's what's so exciting, is you don't know what's going to succeed. So you should try it.
That's so good. it's kind of calming sometimes watching people organize stuff. I've done it myself as well. I'm really curious what you think where TikTok is going. You did mention Vine earlier, and you know Vine got shut down by the company that acquired them. But do you see TikTok becoming, or is it already? It's already at the same level as Instagram or other social media platform.
I think that it is already at that level. I think the greater public just doesn't realize it yet. There are so many people on TikTok. It's insane how many people there are, how many new accounts. And my account that I create content for is in a very niche community. It's a very specific hobby. I'm surprised every day there are new accounts, people I don't follow, people I've never seen before. You know, I've been making videos for half a year. I'm very baked into the community I make videos for. And every day I'll find a new account that has just as many followers as me, if not more, that I've never heard of. And it is just as big, if not bigger, than some of these social media accounts. I think people just have written it off as little app for teenagers who dance. I don't think they understand just how many people are on there. Celebrities, you know, LeBron James is on there. Like, so many people. It's incredible. So yeah, I would say it's there. It's happening right now. And that's the big message. I think TikTok is happening, whether or not you like it, whether or not you think it's stupid, and whether or not you want to be a part of it. And so the question is, are you okay getting left out? And if you are, that's fine. You know, don't do it. But if you are in an industry where you have to be competitive on social media, if social media is a main pipeline for, you know, your e-commerce sales, I don't think you can afford not to try it at this point, because there are so many businesses that are taking the chance, and you can start for free. Like we've talked about, you know, the ads that you can buy as a business, but I built my following just by being consistent, showing up every day, posting a video, connecting with the community, and making friends. And I did that all for free. So it's one of those very low risk, very high reward scenarios. So I really don't see why someone wouldn't give it a shot, if they have the bandwidth and the ideas.
I just actually signed up for TikTok while we were recording this, and I noticed some of our politicians here in Canada are on TikTok. I was like, what the heck? That's Jagmeet Singh. He's like, running against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. It's like he has a TikTok talking about how he does handshakes at this moment because of what's happening around the world. That's really fascinating.
Yeah, there are a couple of my state senators are on it, and they talk about, you know, the legislation they're working on and what's going on with COVID right now. And if you really think about it, it's just another way to reach people. You know, we talk about diversifying your audience all the time in marketing. You know, we say you need to own your email list. You have to be on social, because your audience in email is not the same audience you're going to have on Facebook, is not the same audience that's coming to your blog, is not the same audience as your customer. So TikTok really shouldn't be any different. It's just a different type of audience and an untapped resource that businesses aren't taking advantage of.
I'm curious if, you know, I've heard of some concern of people that since TikTok is owned by a company in China, that they're concerned about the data. Is that something that you're concerned about, or is that something people should be worried about?
I'll be honest, I'm not a data expert, but I would say that all of the major social media platforms have had a data breach probably within this last year.
Yeah.
So I would say to people who are worried about that, if you're worried about TikTok getting your data, then you should worry about
Instagram,
Twitter,
and Facebook
having your data. Yeah. You should worry about Instagram having your data. You should worry about Facebook having your data. And I don't see, I don't know. I think people are worried. I think I hear more about the TikTok thing. And is it because it's owned by a company in China? Probably. But I think that data privacy and security is something that everyone should be vigilant about, regardless of if you're using TikTok or not. So are the criticisms valid? Yes. Should that stop you? I think that's up to the person who downloads the app. And I think that instead of, you know, telling everybody, you know, this thing is bad because it collects your data, we live in a time where everything collects your data constantly. So I think we need to empower individuals to make those decisions for themselves and decide, is this a risk I'm willing to take? what's the worst case scenario if my data gets collected and then leaked? And am I okay with that? And then if you are, that's your choice to make as an individual or as a brand.
That's a really good point. Like Facebook definitely collects your data and they've been caught doing wrong things with that information, right? It's a really good point. Before we wrap up, I'd like to ask what is your TikTok and, you know, where can people find out more about you online and anything else that you'd like to call out in terms of call to action right now?
Yeah. So I work at G2. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Twitter at G2Lauren. And if you want to dive into the world of TikTok, I'm HP Witchcraft on TikTok.
Harry Potter. Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
So yeah, that's that. And then just a personal plug, I have a professional goal this year to talk at a conference about TikTok. So if anyone runs a conference and wants to hear me talk about the Renegade Dance for 50 minutes, it'll be more complicated than that. But
that's a good point.
You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on LinkedIn.
All right. I will try to ask around if there's anybody looking for people to talk about TikTok.
I don't know how much the conference scene will be right now, but
that's true.
Maybe in the future.
How about a virtual conference? I think that's like something that's happening
recently. I think that's going to be huge this year.
I mean, would you be open to talking to a virtual conference about TikTok? All right, well, we'll get you there. We'll see you. I'll ask around. Well, thank you so much for your time, Lauren. I really appreciate your time.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, that's it for this episode. My takeaways from this episode. First, the key to breaking into TikTok is to think about what problem you're trying to solve for your audience and then make content about that. I know that's like content marketing 101, but I really find it refreshing that even with this new form of social media app, it still applies. Second, pay attention to what Washington Post is specifically doing on TikTok. Download TikTok, just try it out. That's what happened with me when Instagram came out. I'm like, what is Instagram? I downloaded it, I didn't get it, but I started to get used to it. I got even my partner, Joanna, hooked on TikTok. She's watching it a lot now. But download it and follow Washington Post and other businesses that you look up to see what they're doing. And they're not just doing breaking news stories, they're making weird videos about their office culture. And third, consistency is key. Lauren posted every day since October 2019. That's how she grew her followers to 200,000 and got one video viewed over 1 million. Now, did you miss something? Share with me your key takeaways from this episode on Twitter at RamleyJohn or email ramley@growthtoday.fm. I love hearing from our listeners. Just say hi and just tell me what's happening with your life. Tell me what project you're really excited about, and I'd love to hear from you. But before we end, I just want to thank the sponsor for this episode, Superside. Built for marketing, creative, product design, and strategy teams, Superside makes it easy to bring your ideas to life. With a dedicated team assigned to all subscription customers, Superside delivers game-changing design at lightning-fast speeds with no pricing surprises. Create an account and get started, or better yet, book a demo to see it in action at superside.com. You can also find the link in the description of this episode. Please also support me. You can share a quote on LinkedIn or Twitter. You can tell a friend about it. You can leave a review. Those are all appreciated. Second, you can join the Growth Today mailing list. And third, you can support me on Patreon at patreon.com/growtoday for as little as $2 per episode. Get an ad-free version of each podcast. You also get summarized actionable tips for each episode and all the ones from the past in one PDF. You can get that at patreon.com/growtoday. But like I said, with what's happening in the world at this moment, I don't feel like it's fair that I'm charging at this moment. Because, like I said, there's a lot of uncertainty, people are losing their jobs, businesses are facing a downturn, so you can actually get it for free. I'm not charging my Patreon supporters at this time. Well, that's it for this episode. Until the next one, this is your host, Ramley John. Keep safe, and as always, keep on growing.